Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from both Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm and head softball coach Erica Post. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm, whose team was eliminated from postseason contention Friday night in the first round of the sub-state playoffs with an 11-0 loss at home to Gilbert. I caught up with Coach Thurm after the season-ending loss for his thoughts on his team's 24-5 season.
We knew Gilbert would come in and be a really good team with it, and we knew we had to be at our best and play a really good game to give ourselves a chance to win, and just one of those that just kind of got away from us tonight. Gilbert did a nice job putting the bat on the ball, and they hit some hard ones, but they found some holes out there as well, and you get rewarded for that. You go up there, you put together good at-bats, and Gilbert did that, and I felt like we let it snowball on us a little bit there, and it just struggled to flush it, and the boys wanted to come out, and the boys wanted to do so well, and just makes it that much more difficult when you try so hard and try to be able to come back from that. It's a tough challenge.
Coach, you win your first conference championship here in 2023 since the 2016 season, a 24-5 overall record. What's your thoughts here on this season? I know you have the tough loss here, but overall for this program here in 2023 with a season like this?
It's just a good group top to bottom, and this is hard. The end of the season, it just comes up and it bites you with that, and there's just so much finality to it. But this is truly a special group, and this summer's been an absolute joy. They're close to each other. It's a tight-knit group. They support each other. They love being around one another, and it's just been a great summer, and it's fun for me to watch them have so much fun. And baseball's a tough sport. These kids are giving up pretty much most of their summer. A lot of them are working jobs, training for other sports, but yet they're still committed to us, and it's just a lot to ask, and it's great to be able to have a season like this, but especially from my standpoint, just to see them be so close and have so much fun, that's awesome with it. And it's hard to lose. It's hard for the season to end, but when it's all said and done, there's going to be so many good memories and so much to look back on, and just a lot of accomplishments as a team that we're going to have forever.
Coaching the seniors on this group, what have they meant to the program here over their tenure at Humboldt Baseball?
It's a great group, and all six of these guys have put in a great 5 years for us, and they do things the right way. They come to the park with a great focus each day. They get the most out of what they've been given, and they continue to work and push themselves to be the best that they can be, and they're great leaders, and there's no question about that. A tremendous leadership group with it, and we're going to miss them, but these guys are going to go on, and because of the type of people they are and the type of character that they have, they're all going to do great things, and that's exciting for me to be able to hopefully be able to watch all that transpire, and that's exciting there. But we're definitely going to miss them, but we really appreciate the contributions that they've made to our program over the last 5 years.
You had the chance to coach your son here tonight. It's his final athletic event for an historic Humboldt athletic career, wrapping up a tremendous senior season as well. What has it been like to coach your son here in his senior year, and the emotions of this being it?
It's hard. It hasn't set in yet. He could walk. It's been playing a lot of ball, and he puts in a ton of time and a ton of work, and big part of success. You got to be willing to put in that time and do the things that maybe most people don't want to do, and just those behind the scenes type of thing, from that standpoint, I'm extremely proud of him and the approach that he has, and it's neat for me to see the love of the game that he has as well, but also happy for him because he's had a great senior season, and it's great when kids that do it the right way get rewarded with success like that. So it's been awesome, and it's been a special run, and sets in later on tonight or tomorrow, whenever. There's going to be some heartache there because we've been doing this for so long. But like I alluded to earlier, just so many special memories and things that we're going to have for the rest of our lives. And I'm just extremely thankful to be able to go through all this with him.
Coach, now that the 2023 season, that chapter's closed, I know you're probably going to address them one more time. What are your thoughts now on the future of this program? You go into 2024 with that target on your back in the NCC, and you, of course, want to try to break through this first round of the sub-states. What's your thought about this program moving forward in 2024?
We have a great core coming back. We had a lot of young guys in the lineup this year. We had a tremendous JV season. Even going beyond that, we look down to the freshman level and our middle school team. We've got some good players, and we got some boys that love to play baseball, and future is bright with it, and we'll let the dust settle on this season. But I know we've got a lot of guys that are probably excited already for next year to get started with it. So, we'll take a little break from all this, and it's important that they stay involved and stay active and keep competing in other sports with it. But, when we get back around to that time of year again, there's going to be a lot to look forward to.
Well, Coach, I know it's a tough loss tonight, but congratulations on a fantastic season, 24-5, North Central Conference champions here in 2023. We'll be excited to see you guys in action in 2024.
That was Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurb. Our next guest is Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post, who has led the Wildcats to a 19-11 mark overall and is heading to Saydel High School tonight in Des Moines for the regional semifinals as they battle against top seed Saydel. I caught up with Coach Post after Thursday's quarterfinal win over Algona on the team's performance and the key matchup tonight.
It was definitely a roller coaster. You know, we started that first inning down two runs. Reagan kind of struggled a little bit at the beginning. It took her a few innings to get going here and adjust to the zone for the night. And defensively, we were not very good. We've got to definitely clean that up moving forward. But we had one of the best offensive performances we've had all year. And the girls continued to battle back. There was a little point where we were down a little bit and a little pep talk here and there. And we got back on track and really hammered the ball. And were able to execute on the bases and score runs.
You're down early against Algona. I know that was the theme in a couple of these games here against the Bulldog. What was the message to keep the girls on track in a game that had so many ebbs and flows in it?
Just keep going. You know, the ups and downs were really those first four innings. So there's still a lot of game left to be played. And as long as we stay patient, find our pitches, and execute there, we still had a chance. As long as there's still an out left in the game, we always have a chance.
You're on now to Saydel High School. Just your thoughts now, having a chance to play a Saturday night regional semifinal matchup.
That's the goal, is you want to win games and get as far and as deep in the postseason as you can. And we got one down, and we'll go Saturday night against your opponent there and clean it up. We're going to clean it up. We'll work on that. And hopefully we'll get back on track defensively and keep rolling offensively.
Well, Coach, want to congratulate you on the quarterfinal victory here. And, of course, best of luck coming up on Saturday night when you travel down to Saydel High School.
Thanks, Matt, and go Cats.
That was Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.